This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Matt Parkinson, founder at Gene Commerce. Matt, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Let's do something different. Why don't you tell us about yourself and Gene?
Gene Commerce, we are a e-commerce agency based in Brighton in the UK. Mm-hmm. We are primarily concentrating in the Magento platform, Magento Enterprise sites, and we are a typical e-commerce agency where we look after merchants and clients, do their strategy, planning, design, build, support, maintenance, and ultimately try and grow their online business. And we work across a number of verticals. We don't specialize in any particular area, but what does make us slightly different is that we also create software alongside our client work. So we've got an interesting R&D innovation wing to the business, and keeps our developers interested, and has created some really interesting extensions, modules, and softwares over the last couple of years.
Brilliant. Well, we'll come on to those in a minute. I like the word gene, being a sort of biologist and a zoologist. I like the word gene. Where did that come from? What was the inspiration behind that?
I do have an interest in natural history, stemming back a few years. Had the amazing opportunity to go to Galapagos Islands, and started to get a bit of a nerd around evolution, Charles Darwin, etc. So there were, without sounding too much like a branding consultant, there were some echoes in evolution that we wanted to take into the e-commerce world, such as survival of the fittest and small changes, big differences. So we thought we'd build a bit of a brand, a bit of philosophy around evolution.
Nice one.
And that's where genes come from. Yeah,
oh, we've got so much in common, Matt.
Exactly. And it's we try and keep a theme going, much to the annoyance of a lot of people who look at me blankly in the office. But we've got a nice 4-foot mural that's painted by a very talented illustrator in Brighton of Charles Darwin that overlooks our boardroom at the moment.
Wow! For a minute, I thought you were going to say you've got a cardboard cutout of David Attenborough.
That's next. We'd love to have him down.
Anyway, better move on to Magento, because that's what we're supposed to be talking about today. Magento, or Magneto, as I often wrongly call it, who I think is a super character, isn't he? Isn't he one of the X-Men?
He is, and you wouldn't be the first to refer to it as Magneto.
So Magento 2, this is the latest incarnation, isn't it? Tell us about it. Give us a quick overview. Just remind us all what Magento does, and then specifically talk about Magento 2.
Well, Magento has been around for many years now. It was born as a open source product, really in to fulfill a gap in the market around about the time where OS Commerce was the main open source player in the e-commerce world, created by an agency over in the States called Varian. And it was a really interesting and groundbreaking approach that they had to creating this open source framework, and it started to get traction and momentum, and to cut a long story short, started to get a lot of market share. It was acquired by eBay a few years ago, spent a couple of years under the eBay PayPal wing, and recently, I think 2 years ago now, it was split off again into a private business. And it's under private equity hands now in the States and targeted with promoting their new platform, Magento 2, which is a rework, a recode of the system. And that was launched broadly about 12 months ago, long awaited. It was in the roadmap for many, many months, well, years, in fact. And it has hit the market and people are slowly, shall we say, getting to grips with it.
And is it easy to sort of migrate to Magento 2 from previous versions?
It's not an easy migration process as you would expect in other open source products such as WordPress. It's not a click upgrade. So that's why people are getting to grips with it and the ecosystem, because Magento has a wide community, a vast ecosystem of developers around the world. And it is a steep learning curve to get to grips with the new technology of Magento 2. And merchants on Magento 1 will effectively looking to rebuild their sites if they are migrating over to Magento 2. So it's a bit of a learning curve at the moment.
Yeah. So let's move on to this plugin that you've produced, this Bluefoot plugin, and the problems it solves. And I believe there's a bit of an announcement, isn't there?
There is.
Just a little one.
CMS. Just a little one. I'll start off by telling you a little bit about Bluefoot CMS. And this was started off as some software we were building for merchants a couple of years ago. Magento does a lot of things very well. It also has areas where it's suboptimal, shall we say. And one of those areas has been around content management. Magento's shipped with quite a dated now WYSIWYG tool that retailers are expected to use to control their content pages and product descriptions, etc. So if you wanted to do anything very creative on the site, then typically you'd have to involve a designer or front-end dev to get those pages created. A lot of merchants typically integrated WordPress into their Magento systems so that they could have a better capability on content management, because the UI in WordPress allows you to do a little bit more from a non-technical point of view, dragging and dropping, etc. We never felt that was an elegant solution when merchants that we were building sites for were investing heavily in an enterprise system. It didn't seem right that to fulfill a gap, we needed to integrate and shoehorn in WordPress, because there's obviously a lot of challenges around that as well. So we wanted to come up with a bit more of a seamless, integrated and elegant solution.
Yeah.
We started a few years ago creating a drag and drop user interface to power where Magento put in the WYSIWYG, TinyMC WYSIWYG system. And it started to develop through a number of projects we were working on. We were getting great feedback from clients and we were winning more and more pitches based on the fact that we could bring this kind of capability to our websites. So it was about November 2015, so a little over a year ago, 14 months ago, we decided that we would productize this bit of software and we would take it to market and actually offer it up to the whole of the Magento community. Magento has a huge conference in Las Vegas every April called Imagine. So we set ourselves a target to have a product to release in Imagine 2016, which we did, and that was a big incentive for our developers, i.e. get it finished and you can go to Vegas to show it off. So we set about over the course of 3 or 4 months to productize it and get a Magento 1 product available and a Magento 2 sort of beta product available to showcase.
So you were developing it right on the cusp of the switchover from 1 to 2. Then that must have been interesting.
Yeah, it was a challenge. We know Magento 1 very well. We did it over a year ago, and it made a lot of sense. That was where the market was. So if we were going to put a product out to market, we wanted to make sure there were enough customers to buy it. So whilst the timing of the crossover from Magento 1, still investing in Magento 1, wasn't necessarily the right thing to do commercially or professionally, but commercially it made a lot of sense, and it meant that we could hone the product on Magento 1 and make sure that, you know, the mistakes we made on that wouldn't be replicated on the eventual Magento 2 product. And we launched it in the conference, and feedback was fantastic. Mm. And we started selling the product, mainly Magento 1, but a lot of the early adopters on Magento 2 started picking it up. Mm. And started getting great feedback. We made the product open source and extensible. We tried to mirror the Magento architecture and framework as closely as possible. Mm. So Magento developers that were used to the system would feel comfortable with it. They would be able to extend it, adapt it to their needs. So it was very much a product that was focused on the ease of use for merchants and retailers, but also technically very focused on developers using it. Ultimately, we wanted to build a product that we would want to use ourselves within the agency. That was the driving force.
So, sounds really good.
Yeah, so we started soft pedaling that for a few months and then started to get a bit of traction, and we're getting very good feedback. And then September last year, someone came knocking, interested in acquiring the software. And a couple of months later, just about December time, just a couple of days before Christmas, we closed the deal, and the Bluefoot technology was actually acquired by Magento themselves.
Wow.
And they are now on process over the coming months to integrate it fully into their core platform. So a fantastic result for us 12 months after committing it to market, having the mothership come knocking and say, that's what we want for our future plans for content management.
Brilliant story. And again, I like the name Bluefoot. Has that got any sort of zoological sort of connotations?
Blue-footed booby.
Yeah. I was wondering if it was a seabird.
The blue-footed booby, the dancing bird of the Galapagos Islands. There you go. So all connected.
Yeah.
And we actually named him Charlie as well, after Charles.
What, Charlie the blue-footed, what was it again?
Charlie the blue-footed booby.
Booby.
Yeah.
Which is a seabird, folks. Right, let's move on to Apple Payments, because that's very big at the moment. How does that work with Magento, and how does it break down the future, etc.? What's coming up?
Well, this is one of the really exciting areas that we've been working on over the last few months. So we're fortunate enough to have a product out in the market that connects Magento merchants up with PayPal and Braintree, the credit card processing. So we built an integration kit for Magento a couple of years ago, and that allows merchants to hook up to PayPal and Braintree. And we released that into the market free, and it powers a couple of thousand merchants around the world now. And as part of that framework, we were able to look at some of the new payment methods that are coming to market. And most notably, back in September, October last year, Apple made the decision to open up their APIs for Apple Pay to be used on the web. Up until that date, it was only available in native app-based products, point of sale, etc. So the moment they opened it up to be able to use on Safari web browsers, on their latest iOS devices, we jumped at that chance and built a connector on top of our Braintree software that enables people now to use Apple Pay from the web. And if you get the opportunity to use this on your iPhone or iPad or the latest iMac, it is a real revolutionary, groundbreaking way of making payments on the web. No longer do you need to go through a checkout, tap in your credit card details. It's literally a hit the Apple button and then put your thumb on the home button of your phone and you're paid. And I think this is the first move to some really exciting and game-changing payments in e-commerce. It's sort of the first step I can see to checkoutless commerce or in-context commerce. And we've installed Apple Pay now on a number of our merchants, and it's still early days. We're only talking 2 or 3 months, but early indications is it's having a huge and dramatic impact on mobile conversion. And mobile conversion is a big hot topic at the moment. it's only the last year or 18 months where we've seen, certainly in the sites that we monitor, the real shift from traffic now over to mobile and trumping desktop traffic. And actually the shift now has to be in mobile trumping desktop on revenue and sales. But the conversion rate still eludes many merchants on mobile. And I think this type of technology is going to be one of the answers to promoting that conversion on mobile and tablet.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That's interesting, isn't it, that sort of adding Apple Payments is increasing conversions. Is there much... I'm not really aware, Matt. Do you know how much... sort of how many other products are starting to integrate Apple Payments? Is it quite slow, or are quite a lot of them doing it now?
It was a slow take up. There are a couple of other payment providers that are starting to do that, and I think a couple now have released that capability. I think what surprised me is that because it's so easy and so frictionless to buy something, it's actually quite unnerving.
Yes.
To simply just put your thumb over the home button and yes. get taken to this success page. And it's akin to when Amazon launched their one-click payment, in how people were very nervous at how easy it was to do it. So there's clearly a lot of early adopters. I just think it will take a little bit of time for people to get used to it and for it to become the norm. And then in a short period, it will be unusual or inconceivable to go through a three-step, five-step checkout, take your credit card out of your wallet, key in the numbers, and go through that process. When on a lot of the sites, you're simply just putting your thumb or adding your password or passcode, and all your delivery shipping details are just fed through automatically.
Yeah,
through your wallet.
It's an interesting story, this notion of buying becoming more and more frictionless. You know, oh dear, I've put my thumb on my iPhone in my pocket. I've accidentally bought a diamond or something. But there was that thing in the news, wasn't there, recently about, was it Amazon Echo? Well, one of the voice activated systems actually got activated by a man reading the news out.
I saw that. Hilarious. Yeah, I've have the same problem. I've bought an Amazon Echo this Christmas.
Yeah.
And I've got a 5-year-old daughter who now thinks all she needs to do is say, Alexa, please, can I have some more Play-Doh? And it turns up the next day. And so that was the first indication that I had to go and put a pin on it, because it is so yes. easy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a slightly cumbersome segue into the next question, really, because I know that you're doing some R&D around the Amazon Echo, aren't you? Sort of pervasive marketing, I think it's called, sort of purchasing. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're looking at clearly it's there's some gimmicky stuff around the Amazon Echo, but it's there's some really interesting opportunities, I think, there outside of using it just to buy stuff off Amazon. And I think some brands have recognized that, and we're trying to work out what opportunities there are for the merchants that we're working for. And I think for products where you perhaps there's a lot of repeat purchases, So, for instance, like, you know, toothpaste or dog food, things like that that you're buying on a regular basis.
Mm.
To remove that friction of going to the website and reordering is quite interesting, because you can buy in a lot of brand loyalty in that regard. So we work with a health supplement business that sells protein.
Mm.
It's quite common. You know, a big part of their business is the subscription engine. So you just get resupplied every month.
Mm.
It's part of your fitness planning. If you didn't want to do that, then why not? You go to your cupboard, you're getting low on your supplements, and all you have to do is shout out, say, "Alexa, please order me some more protein." And then Alexa will just say, "Do you want that delivered to home or work?" And you say home, and there it is. The next day, it turns up.
And you get a delivery of Play-Doh the next week.
Exactly. Yeah. So I accidentally ordered a chicken jalfrezi from Just Eat when I was messing around. I couldn't jump in quick enough to stop it. So it takes a bit of learning, but I think there are some real interesting opportunities there for brands to get involved. And, you know, Alexa's one, Google's bringing out its home box as well. So I think the voice activated commerce is certainly an interesting area we're sort of doing some R&D into at the moment.
And is that linked to, Magento, or is that sort of separate to Magento? Is that sort of outside of Magento?
Well, we're connecting it to Magento because all our clients that we work with are on Magento systems. So yeah, it makes sense that the API behind hooks into the ordering process within Magento. So that is the plan at the moment, and seeing what else it can do. Checking on your order statuses if you wanted, checking on pricing if you wanted, checking on if there's any special offers coming, that sort of thing. So really trying to build in some brand loyalty, I think, in this very competitive commerce. And I think over the next couple of years, one of the key things for brands to differentiate themselves is to be able to compete with Amazon from an ordering process, to make it and easier and more convenient, and perhaps not concentrating so much on the race to the bottom with discounts. It's trying to build in brand loyalty in a slightly different way, whether it be convenience, whether it's saving people time and money, or offering something, some other added value.
What do you think about virtual reality, Matt? This is not really Magento specific, but a lot of people I've spoken to in latter months have mentioned, you know, virtual reality and how it might affect sort of how we buy things on the web. Have you got much of an opinion on this?
I do. It's something we're constantly discussing here. I know there's clearly a lot of money and a lot of investment going in from some of the big brands. Fairly early days. I think this Christmas certainly seemed to be the first time where virtual reality became a lot more mainstream, a lot more accessible to people. It's on everyone's Christmas lists. So it's certainly here, and it's growing, and it's only a natural progression. There's some brands already doing it, you know, in the interior design world. You can design your kitchens and walk around it. I see there's a natural progression for apparel and clothing. We have virtual reality dressing rooms, that sort of thing. So it's going to be a big part of what's coming. And We're not in that space at the moment, but we're certainly looking at and discussing and seeing whether that's something that we should be getting involved in. It's all happening very quickly. So many technologies, so many things. I think it's important not to jump on all of them. Work out what's the right thing for the brands you're working on at the time and their customers.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Gene?
Website gene.co.uk. Check us out if you want to know anything more about Apple Pay and what's coming also in the next few months, hopefully Android Pay. Then drop us a line, be happy to chat through that. And if you want to know anything more about the plan for Bluefoot CMS and what drove us to build that, please just get in touch, matt@gene.co.uk.
Fantastic. And thank you for listening. The show notes are at the usual place, sitevisibility.com/impodcast. We're looking to get some more questions and answers. So if you want to feed back to us with a question or a comment, but many questions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com. And the magic phone number is +44 1273 256 150. If you phone that, you'll be prompted by a very strange man, me, to leave a voice message. And if you're lucky, we'll play it on the show. It's goodbye from me, Andy. And it's goodbye from Matt Parkinson.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing. We'll
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.